people are struggling for survival in northern Haiti's port city, Gonaive, after a series of powerful seasonal storms battered the island and flooded the country's low-lying areas. Tens of thousands of citizens of the Western Hemisphere's poorest country are battling disease, starvation, and exposure, while the U.S., the U.N., and several non-governmental relief organizations seek to distribute aid supplies to an increasingly desperate populace. Catholic Relief Services Director Bill O'Keefe told us about the main challenges facing those involved in the aid effort.
It's a huge challenge for Catholic Relief Services in the short term and the long term. In the short term, we are rushing to assist the church and other actors to provide humanitarian assistance. But in the long run, it's a country that faces massive challenges. It has, as a result of the extreme poverty that in the country, it's the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere. It has terrible environmental degradation. And that's really what makes the difference between a hurricane and the kind of cataclysm that the population is facing. In a place like Haiti, whole hillsides that have been denuded of their trees are washed down into the sea and take people with them. It's a country that faces enormous agricultural challenges and health challenges. We are working very hard to address those challenges in the long run and working with the local community and the local church on agriculture and health care and education. But the truth of the matter is, Haiti's a great example of why things like foreign assistance matter in the long run.